I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Wednesday morning, the 3rd of April, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Buchan, with a thought for the day. We start off in the Gospel of John, chapter 12, and I'm reading from verse 12. The next day, a great multitude that had come to the feast, when they heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem, they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him and cried out, "Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel." Then we go on to chapter 19, verse 15. But they cried out, "Away with him! Away with him! Crucify him!" Pilate said to them, "Shall I crucify your king?" The chief priests answered, "We have no king but Caesar." I want to say to you today, do not play to the crowd. Otherwise, you'll be like a yo-yo. One minute you'll be up in the air, the next minute you'll be down in the dumps. And you and I cannot live like that. I had the wonderful privilege of being with one of the top rugby franchises in the country just the other day. I spent the day with them, and what wonderful young men and women they are, totally dedicated to the sport that they are playing. They are physically fit. They are mentally alert. They are totally committed. And I had the privilege of sharing a short word with them. And this is the very word that the Lord put on my heart. Tell them to not play to the crowd, but play to me and me alone. And I reminded them, one day you're a hero, the next day you are a villain. One wrong move can spoil the game and lose the match. South Africa is currently world champions in rugby. But if you remember, the last three matches we played, we won them by 1 point, one single point. Now, you can't live like that. I'm not just talking about rugby. I'm talking about life. You've got to put your trust and your faith and your hope and your future in Jesus Christ and in him alone. He will not let you down. He will not disappoint you. He says, "I will never leave you and I will never forsake you." Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. Today, go out and remember, your responsibility is to please only one person, and he's a good God, and he's patient, and he's very loving, and he's on our side. His name is Jesus Christ. God bless you and have a wonderful day. Goodbye.